Track one, My Story. A while back, my mom let us know that her very good friend Bob, who was in his early 90s, had gotten a bad diagnosis from the doctor. He was told to put his affairs in order and meet with a hospice nurse at the end of the week. My sisters all wept after learning that, because Bob had become an important part of my mom's and our family's life over the years. I got mad. I thought, there is no way Bob is going to die on my watch. My mom asked if I'd pray for Bob, so he set up a time for me to call as they live in a different state. The day of our phone appointment, I prayed for a lady at Bible study in the morning, and her knee was healed. I then ministered with a group in the afternoon at the Level 1 Trauma Hospital in town, where we go weekly, and four other people were healed by Jesus through us. Needless to say, I was really eager to pray for Bob. After asking Bob some questions and talking through some theology regarding healing, I prayed for Bob. I commanded the kidney disease and pain to leave his body in Jesus' name. All dizziness and shortness of breath to go now in Jesus' name. Bob repeated after me, I receive my complete healing in Jesus' name. I asked Bob to breathe in deeply, which he did without a problem. I said, when you get up, Bob, you won't be dizzy and your pain will be gone. Again, Bob said, I am healed completely in Jesus' name. I said, get up, Bob, and walk into the living room. There was complete silence on his end of the phone. My mom on the other phone line then said, wow, he looks completely different. I said, Bob, how are you feeling? He said, I feel really good. Were you dizzy? No. Any pain? No. My mom told me that after I hung up the phone, Bob put both hands on his head and said, I don't even know what to believe anymore. You see, Jesus interrupted Bob's theology. Healing is God's idea, not ours, and not the church's idea. One of my favorite verses is Matthew 17, verse 20. I tell you the truth, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. I take that verse as truth, and I simply walk that out when I pray for people to be healed. There are no limits for God. When Bob met with the hospice nurse that Friday, she told him she wasn't sure why he was even there, as he was in excellent health. Please, don't limit God to your theology. Thank you.
God of